Where is Bert? Did Bert get to talk last night?
Hey, Ion.
Good day. How are you?
Really good.
Report.
I remember something, actually, that's what I was getting ready to do. I remember something that you told me a while ago, and it just popped in my head today because I didn't train at all really last week. I did, like, some weird isometric stretching that seems to be changing the whole muscle structure.
Well, you're stretching. It's almost like a yoga-esque kind of thingy-thing. And what that's doing is it's allowing your body to do what it was supposed to be doing all along. Y'all decided what pecs look like. They don't look like that.
Okay, you said y'all decided what pecs look like, but they don't look like that. Can you go, I mean...
Right. So well, you're supposed to be like big old ape. You look like some goddamn ape shit, and pecs don't look like apes, like what's on fucking Planet of the Apes. That's not what they look like. That's not normal. What your abs are turning into, your pecs are turning into, is normal. That's what they're supposed to be like, not otherwise. And so these isometric, what you say, stretchings or whatever you want to call it, we don't even know what you're talking about. It's kind of ridiculous to us. But anyhow, past that, you are saying words that saying you're changing. And we say, yes, you are. Happily. You want to describe it? Describe the changes. What's different about you?
It's like a stretch, but it's like a resistance exercise, but it's all in the joints. Like if I move my legs, starting with my feet, using my ankles and my knees and my hips, it does something to my butt.
Yeah.
And on the upper body, if I do something with my fingers, my wrists, my elbows, and my shoulders, it does something to my back and my chest.
Them dry bones. Yep. What you're doing is you're changing the way it all works. That's good. Very happy.
Yeah, but it's weird. After last week, after you engaging you, I felt like an alien last week, though, actually, in my daily activities. I mean, as far as dealing with other people.
That's so funny. Some of y'all got that in you. And it's okay, because it's not a bad thing. You just got a condition. It's a conditioned repose.
Okay, Ion, I have a few questions, if I can finish my report. The first question that I asked you when I first engaged you was regarding the soul. And in the meantime, I've found some other information, words that you put out. So I want to find out if the words still apply or if there's any changes. You originally said when you came forth that the soul surrounds the body and that at the moment of exhalation, it connects.
Yeah.
Does that still take place?
It is.
Is that still taking place?
What they call auras. You know, people have a glow about them. That's what they're seeing, an aura.
So that's still taking place with the babies that are born now. So there's no change.
Are there being babies born now? Do you have proof of that?
Well, I have words from other people that babies are being burned, and I'm reading about
babies
being burned.
Then Donald J. Trump could never be president then if you read what was written in that regard. But okay, we'll go with that. We'll have to ask your Dark Lord and Master, Mr. Soros, what he thinks, and then we'll be all right.
Yeah, Dark Lord and Master. Yes, he's working on that title very well. Okay, so that's still taking place. Okay, so. The question, really, the ground question I want to ask is that connection of the soul, is that a covalent bond?
It becomes a covalent bond, but it's not today.
So there is a change then. So it becomes
a covalent bond. Well, it's becoming. Yes. Yeah, you're not there yet, because if you were there yet, Hold on. Yes, it was the case. All of you as God, it was the case. But when you separated yourself from God, then you had to be less than. Well, in your less than place, the whole wide world had to be shifted down, geared down, double clutched down slow down the world so you can live in it. If we moved it back to where it's supposed to be, every one of you motherfuckers would be stone cold dead that didn't offend. And we're looking forward to that, so we'll have to stop talking and answer all these goddamn questions about all this ridiculous bullshit and start holding everybody up. And, oh, he hurt my feelings. And woo, 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 woo. Well, two tears in a bucket, motherfucker. Come on, y'all. Let's go. Get on with this. We're going to give you some help. We're going to help you, but we ass, gas, or grass. You need to get on with this thing. Let's go.
Okay, so a summary, Ion.
Here's the summary. Here's the summary. No tears in heaven. No tears in heaven. That's the summary. Good. You did a good job with that. No tears in heaven.
Ion, I was looking through Ezekiel 47:9. And I have a question about the fish mentioned. Are those fish mentioned in Ezekiel fauna, or are they representing a process?
Process.
Would that process have anything to do with bonding?
Well, they will. And see, that's the thing. They will. Not quite yet, but they will.
So it's a it is a support process of bonding, the fish mentioned in Ezekiel 47:9. It's a process supporting bonding? Can I say that?
You could.
Would it have anything to do with covalent? Or would it have anything to do with ionic bonding or both?
Ionic bonding.
Okay, I have to go back and look at the verse. So I'll move on to my next question. I'll come back. But that's a long-term research or a play of finding an answer. Okay, Alan, you said that the thymus gland would change. And looking at the thymus gland, normally in adults, the normal meat sack adults, the thymus gland shrinks slowly as people age. So you're saying that the thymus gland would change. So does that mean that the fat is being activated as a lipid? Is that the change that's taking place in the thymus gland for those who engage in the RNA drops? Too many words? I can go back.
Too many words.
Okay, let me try it again. The change in the thymus gland, is that the lysine activating the lipids that changes the thymus gland?
Well, I mean, we want to say that's obvious. But maybe it's not. But we'd like to say it's obvious.
Obvious. Okay. Well, I just want to put it out there. Okay. My final
question.
Well,
it's okay. There's nothing. No, now, slow down a minute. We aren't against any word you said or going to say and blah, blah, blah. You're really smart. You're
right.
Proving how smart you are, and congratulations on
no,
how smart
I'm not
you are.
Smart.
You get
I'm
the
just
award
words,
for being
smart.
Together. Well, that's good. Smart. That's better than otherwise. That's good. That's good. Because when you know everything, they don't call the people who know everything smart. They call Donald J. Trump a lot of things, but they don't call him smart.
Good.
It's good to be the king.
Okay, okay, going back to the thymus gland then, because you said that the thalamus and the thymus, so both of those glands.
One's at the base of your skull and one's sort of in the middle above your chest.
But then they're also above or within the dorsal area. So that's the change of the dorsal area then. They're being affected by the dorsal
well,
area, which would mean
it's not
going to
be
the
a change, it shifts. The dorsal shifts.
Shifts.
See? It shifts. It holds you. It holds you into a carnal position. You know cheese? You know cheese when you buy it at the store and it's wrapped in the vacuum seal? It'll stay forever. No
yeah.
problem, right?
Right.
But when you take it
right.
out of that wrap and you put it in another bag, then it starts to mold. Remember?
Mm. Yes, yes.
Well, as long as it's in the vacuum seal, it doesn't rot. But once air hits it, it rots. Well, the same thing in your meat sack body. This is the one that lets you rot. The vacuum seal seals all that. Nothing can get to it, and you last forever. Yeah, that's good.
Mm.
There's your metaphor you can take home with you.
Is the thalamus gland the hypo or hyperthalamus? Same thing?
It's a complex.
Complex.
And the hypothalamus is part of it.
So that when you say thalamus, that means hyperthalamus.
Yes, but then there's other, iron is the two other glands that include, that you consider the thalamus, so then the hypothalamus is part of it?
We can say, yeah, but you're going to confuse it, so let's just leave it be, because you won't like
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay.
Because every way you go doesn't work. So just let it be.
So we were lucky.
Pig shit
we got
is pig
to,
shit.
We got to vote on the demand. We didn't, but people got to vote on recently an election. Is that a valuable privilege?
Oh, no, that was rigged, Bob. That was rigged. There was no vote. He told you it was rigged.
Okay.
It was rigged.
Yep, it was rigged.
The man told you it was rigged. Everywhere you look, he said,
yeah.
It's rigged, y'all. The system is rigged. It is.
Yeah.
I am. Were you the source of the rig?
It's true.
No,
it was
no.
rigged. That's all you need to know.
It's true. I am.
You're so careful. Listen, and you get some liberties. So you get liberties. You have to be careful because one person says one stray thing, we go off like a bad habit. We're like baking soda and vinegar in a hot tub. It's a mess. Okay? But you get liberties after a little bit. You can fuck up and you can take us to task and you can go with it and you can mix it up a little bit. But you better know what you're doing, okay? Because it doesn't do about us. It has to do with you. It has to do with you. You're coming into your oats, okay? So now let's do the new thing. Do you remember when you draw a turkey? You're fixing to be Thanksgiving, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what paper is?
Yes, I do.
Do you know what a pencil or a pen or a crucible or a quill and ink is?
Yes, I do.
Do you have one in your purvey?
Unfortunately, no, I don't.
Okay. If you did, here's what you would do. You remember how you draw a turkey by laying your hand on a piece of paper?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God, you've done this before then. This is the too cool for school. What you
long
used to lay
ago.
Your hand.
Long time ago.
Yeah. Well, it's just like yesterday or tomorrow or after a while or as soon as you get a piece of paper. We could wait. However, you take your hand and you lay it out. You draw a turkey on the piece of paper. Carolyn, Bob has no idea. Just show him what we're talking about. He doesn't have a fucking clue, but help him because he'll understand it later. Or you lay your hand down. See, he hasn't been an American long, so he doesn't know what turkeys are or what Thanksgiving is. He's never given thanks one time ever, so I can't imagine him starting out. They're going to serve goat for Thanksgiving. Carolyn's just going to cook the goat and lay it on the counter, and Bob's going to consume it. It's going to be fine. It's all good. So it's all good. He'll have restructure, though, so it'll be okay. He can taste it. Once you use it as a dip, dip the goat in restructure, Bob, and then it'll be good. And keep it soft and easy and pliable. Make it tasty. Just have it a nice, thoroughified goat dip restructure for coming to a store near you. Hey, you lay your hand down on a piece of paper, and you take and outline your fingers on the piece of paper, tracing
palm
the
down.
Size or the outline of your hand. Palm down. That's
okay.
right. Now, do that today. Now, on Thanksgiving, which is a Thursday, we think, most time it's on Thursday, that national bird could have been a turkey, but instead it's an eagle. You don't want to have any eagles to kill, but turkeys are okay. So then on Thursday, after you eat, you consume your mass quantities, you know how you consume mass quantities?
Yes.
Okay. When you do that, do it again. You can do it on the same piece of paper if you had a different colored quill. And look at the difference. The span will change in that short window of time. It's pretty amazing.
Saying the span of the fingers will change?
Yes.
Both hands or only one hand? If it's one
we
hand, right
care.
Hand or left hand or both?
We don't. We don't care. We don't care. We don't show story. We're just telling it.
Okay.
Okay. Now we got to talk about some gastroeconomic things for about you. Are you ready to do that now?
Okay, yes.
Okay, you have to get some more citric stuff inside you. You're almost dead. You need to have more quinine, more lemonade, more citrusy things, okay?
Oh, okay.
Your pH is all fucked up. We don't know what the hell you're doing or what you're trying to prove, but it ain't working. You've got to go the other way. Do you know what ambrosia is?
No, but I can look it up.
Okay, look up ambrosia. Make like a big fruit salad. Big parnelled wedges of grapefruit and chunk pineapple and quinine laced mandarin oranges. Fruit things, yes. Tart things. You should eat that.
Okay.
And did you notice you have been craving that?
That I have been craving?
Have not been craving it.
I have not been craving. That's the odd thing. It's just in the last 6 months to 8 months, I've had no taste for fruit. Sometimes I eat it, but I don't really have.
We know, but get good fruit and make it into a nice salad and put some coconut flakes in it and get some mint leaves. Get something good.
But, Ian, do that.
It's going to help you. It'll help you.
Can you give me the reason behind I haven't been craving fruit? Because that's really strange, because I usually eat fruit all the time, but, I mean, the only fruit that I eat are bananas and grapes.
You're changing.
But no longer...
but you're changing.
Okay.
Changing.
Well, that's obvious, actually.
Bert, the pH in your body might have something to do with your lack of appetite feeling, even though changing. Now, he never told you that before about the... deficiency of your pH, whatever he's saying. It took all these years before he could tell you that. So you had to be ready for that. It's a shocker.
Yep.
That you got something screwed
Thanks,
up
Bob.
In you. Thank Ian. No, he waited for the right timing.
Thanks, Ian.
You okay with that, Ian? Okay. All right, Bert.
Yeah,
very
it's
good.
Okay. Make sure you include. Right. Listen,
Thanks,
to
Bob.
Make
Thanks,
sure
Ian.
You get it right. Thanks. Hold on. Make sure it includes blueberries, kiwi, and strawberries. We put a picture of the fruit salad. It should look something like that. The more colors, the better, but make sure it's citrusy. And we don't care. Make it taste good. And if you need to put some sugar on it, oh, Lord, Carolyn just gulped hard. Put some sugar on it. We don't give a shit. Put honey on it. Put liquor on it. We don't care. Put restructure on it. It doesn't bother us. Do something so you eat it. Not like your cereal bowl full, not that, just a nice, good helping bowl. You know, you can eat several times.
Very good.
But then not the monster bowl.
Thank
you. That's like 10
Thank
you, Bob. Thank you, Ian.
Don't do that. Don't do this. Do this, do that, or die. CF objects to that. I'm going, do this or die.
Who?
CF Apollyon. You talked to him an hour
ago. Who is that? He doesn't talk.
He's just swearing, cussing. He's not impressed with you. You're just another jerk on the bus.
Good. Good.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks,
all right, Eliza.
He wants a line of trust with the universe. that universe is inclusive of the load his mama should have swallowed, isn't it?
Yeah.
That universe is chewing him up and spit him up like a bad habit. It's so much fun. Be funny if
he says, I personally trust the universe. He typed that. I personally trust the universe. As if there was a universe. You fool.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Apollyon.
It's okay.
It's okay.
But Karen's being patient with him. We'll let him hang around until she says he's got to go, and then it's okay. But maybe he can straighten up and fly right, so that'll be all right. It's up to him. But
okay, Eliza.
So much more.
Go, Eliza.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, Sugar Love, how you doing?
Good. So, I wanted to ask, and I actually am doing good. I can feel progress each day.
You quit worrying about all that's wrong with you, thank God. Let all that shit go. You'll be all right. Because there's always, if you keep looking, hey, keep going to them damn doctors, honey. They'll find something wrong with you. If you ain't sick when you go, you will be time you leave. Death by Modern Medicine. She wrote a book. There's nothing we could do. It wasn't a pamphlet. It's a book. It's a real book. You should read that. Death by Modern Medicine. It's good.
True. Don't go to doctors.
Unless you have a lot of seasoning. If they're seasoned well, then they're delicious. Especially with mint jelly.
What are you talking about?
Eat the doctors. Food is nutrition. Nutrition is important. Important of living is being nutritious. If doctors are nutritious, consume them well. Consume them often.
You're so silly. Ion, I wanted to just know a little bit more about the iCell. For example, where did it come from?
Manischewitz? Where did Manischewitz come from?
No, where did the iCell come from?
Oh, from Bob.
But didn't you say he came from another world?
Well, if you presume that you are that world, okay, we could say, yes, that's the case, and we explain things that way, but this world is a big world. You haven't even been to all of this world yet. It's so funny to us how you ask these questions, and we're not picking at you, darling. We're talking to the bigger picture. We're mass communicating now. This is a recorded show, so it's recorded. So when you're listening to it, it's like, oh, well, it's recorded. There was nothing we could do. Okay, you haven't even been out to all of this world, and yet you turn around constantly and are talking about that it came from other worlds when you hadn't even been to this world. It's very interesting to us how you can make a great big construct feel of this world when you don't even know what this world is. So it could be this world or another world or 100 worlds just like this world that was not that world, that's this world, but you haven't even been 2 blocks outside of your own neighborhood. And yet, you want to talk to us about other worlds, okay? So let's do it this way. As a god, you would see things, you would be like Red Lobster. You would see food differently, right?
Right.
Okay, so not in that case. Then look at it this way. Was it in your environment? Yes. Was it in the rock that Moses struck with his rod? Now, God got really pissed off about that because he was his petulant lack of patience caused a huge problem. It undid things because he was wielding power as a god, but he separated himself from his power. You can't do both. You can't have it both ways. Uh-oh. So start easing back behind the veil. That's why you had to die when you went behind the veil. They tied a rope around you unless you were a Levite. If you went to the Holy of Holies, they drug you out feet first, like Ananias and Sapphira. That's why they did that, because if you separate, if you come back into your power, you do. You do. And so this real long epiphany, this eulogy, the death of the little man. Oh, God, make a quadrant, Bob, make a quadrant. Would this be the 9th quadrant? The death of the little man, the day the little man died, the night they drove old Dixie down. Oh, Lord, there's a song about that.
That's the 6th quadrant. That's a hexadic.
Oh, it's hexadic. See, there's nothing we can do. Bob's already wrote it all down. It's already down. There's nothing we can do. It's in the quadrant. It was in the quadrant all along. There you go. Oops, there it is. Never mind.
Okay.
It's great fun.
I'll be sure to listen to that again.
You're doing that now. You're listening now. So good.
Again and again, yeah. So one of the reasons why I asked what type of world did the iCell come from is because I was curious to know if the beings in that world were all ascended or if they're just a little more advanced than the beings here, little man here, and if the iCell is something that's normal over there, that's just like laying on the shelf there, or because people here don't know about the iCell, and some don't even want to know about it if you say it's not from this world. It's something very unique, and it does wonders. It's nothing like what you're used to or what you know of in this world. So I was just trying to see what
fellow
type of world
citizens, fellow citizens of this united world, in compliance with a custom as old as government itself, I appear before you to address you briefly and to take in your presence the oath prescribed by the Constitution of the United Worlds to be taken by the President before he enters upon the execution of his office. I do not consider it necessary at present for me to discuss those matters of administration about which there is no special anxiety or excitement. Apprehension seems to exist among the people of the southern state that by the ascension of the Republican administration, their property and their peace and personal security are to be endangered. There has never been any reasonable cause for such apprehension. Indeed, the most ample evidence to the contrary has all the while existed and been open to their inspection. It is found in nearly all of the published speeches of whom now addresses you. But I do but quote but one of those speeches when I declare that I have no purpose directly or indirectly to interfere with the institution of slavery in the states where it exists. I believe I have no lawful right to do so. I have no inclination to do so. Those who nominated and elected me did so with full knowledge that I have made this and many similar declarations, and never have recanted them. And more than this, they placed in the platform for my acceptance, and as to the law themselves and to me, the clear and emphatic resolution which I now read. Resolved that the maintenance inviolate of the rights of the states as specifically the right of each state in order to control its own domestic institutions according to its own judgment exclusively is essential to the balance of power on which the perfection and endurance of our political fabric depend, and we denounce the lawless invasion by armed forces of the soil of any state or territory, no matter what pretext, as among the gravest crimes. I now reiterate these sentiments, and in doing so, I only press upon the public attention of most conclusive evidence of which the case is susceptible, that the property, peace, and security of no section are to be anywise endangered by now incoming administration. I add, too, that all the protection which consistently with the Constitution and the laws can be given will be cheerfully given to all the states which lawfully demand, for whatever cause is cheerfully to one section as to another. There is much controversy about the delivering up of fugitives from service of labor. The cause I now read is plainly written in the Constitution as any of its provisions. No person held to service or labor in one state under the laws thereof escaping into another shall in consequence of any law or regulation therein be discharged from such service or labor, but shall be delivered upon claim of the party in whom such service or labor may be due. It is scarcely questioned that the provisions as intended by those who made it for the reclaiming of that which called the fugitive slaves and for the intention of the lawgiver and the law, all members of Congress swear their support to the whole Constitution of this provision as much to any other, to this proposition then, the slaves whose cases some within the terms of this clause shall be delivered up. Their oaths are unanimous. Now, if they would make the effort in good temper, they would not, in nearly equal unanimity, frame and pass a law by means of which to keep good and unanimous oath. There is some difference of opinion whether this clause should be enforced by national or state authority, but surely that difference is not a very material one. If the slave is to be surrendered, it can be of but little consequence to him or any other by which authority it is done. Or should anyone in any case be content that his oath shall go unkept on merely unsubstantial controversy as to how it shall be kept? Again, in any law upon this subject, ought not all the safeguards of liberty known in civilized and humane jurisprudence be to be introduced so that a free man be not in any case surrendered as a slave? And might it not be well at the same time to provide in the law the enforcement of the clause of the Constitution which guarantees that the citizens of the state shall be entitled to all the privileges and immunities of the citizens of several states? I take the oath of today with no mental reservation and with no purpose to construe the Constitution or laws by any hypocritical rules. And while I do not choose now to specifically particular acts of Congress as too proper to be enforced, I do suggest that it be much safer for all, both in the official and private stations, to conform to and abide by all those acts which stand unrepealed than to violate any of them, trusting to find impunity in having them held to be unconstitutional. It is 72 years since the first inauguration of the president under the national constitution. During that period, 15 different and greatly distinguished citizens have in succession administered the executive branch of this government. They have conducted it through many perils and generally with great success. Yet all of this scope prayer of precedent, I now enter upon the same task of a brief constitutional term of 4 years, of great and particular difficulty, a disruption of the federal union. Heretofore, only menaced is now formidably attempted. I hold that the contemplation of the universal law of the Constitution of the Union of the States is perpetual. Perpetuity is implied and is not expressed, and the fundamental law of all governments of the state to assent that the government prosper, even as the provision of the organic law for its own termination, continue to execute all the express provisions of our national constitution, and the union will endure forever. It is being impossible to destroy it, except by some action not provided for in the instrument itself. Again, if the United States be not a government proper, in association with the states and the nature of the contract merely, can it, as a contract, be peaceably unmade by less of all the parties who made it? One party to a contract may violate, break it, so to speak, but it does not require all to lawfully rescind it. Descending from these general principles, we find the proposition that in legal contemplation the union is perpetual, confirmed by the history of the union itself. The Union is much older than the Constitution. It was formed, in fact, by the Articles of Association in 1774. It was matured and continued by the Declaration of Independence in 1776. It is furthermore matured by the faith of the 13 states especially plighted and endangered should be perpetual by the Articles of Confederation in 1778 and finally in 1787. One of the declared objects for obtaining and establishing the Constitution was to form a more perfect union. But if the destruction of the union by one or by part only of the states be lawful possible to the union is less perfect than before the Constitution having lost the vital element of perpetuity, it follows from these views that no state upon its own mere motion can be lawfully get to the union that resolves the ordinances that affect are legally void and the acts of violence within the state for the states against the authority of the United States as insurrectional and revolutionary according to the circumstances. I therefore consider that the view of the Constitution and the laws of the Union is unbroken, and to the extent of my ability, I shall take care, if the Constitution itself expressly enjoins upon me, that the laws of the Union be faithfully executed in all the states. During this, I deem to be only simple duty of my part, and I shall perform it so as practicable, unless the rightful masters, the American people, shall withhold the requisite means. And in some authoritative manner direct to my contrary, I trust this will not be regarded as a menace, but only as a declared purpose of the Union that it will constitutionally defend and maintain itself. In doing this, there needs to be no bloodshed or violence. There shall be none unless it be forced upon the national authority, the power confided in me and used to hold and occupy and possess the property and places belonging to the government and to collect the duties it and impost. But beyond what may be necessary for these objects, there will be no invasion, no using of force against or among the people anywhere. Where hostility in the United States is interior locally, it shall be so great and so universal as to prevent competent resident citizens from holding the federal offices. There will be no attempt to face obnoxious strangers among the people that for objects. And he will strict legal right may exist the government enforce and exercise these officers and attempt to do so with no irritation. And there is be nearly impracticable withal, and deem it to be foregoing for the time it uses in such office. The males, unless repelled, will continue to furnish all parts of the union. So far as possible, the people everywhere shall have a sense of perfect security, which is the most favorable chain to calm the thoughts and fears of reflection. The course where indicated will be followed unless current events and experiences shall show the modification of change to be the proper. And in every case, existency of my best discretion will be exercised according to the circumstances actually existing and in the new viral hope of all the peaceful solution of the national trouble and the restoration of fraternal sympathies and affection. But there are persons in one section or another who seek to destroy the union at all events and are glad to any pretext to do it. I will neither affirm nor deny, but therein such I need to address no word to them, to those whoever who really love the union. May I not speak? Before entering upon the grave, so grave a matter as destruction of our national fabric, with all of its memories, its benefits, its memories, and hopes, would be not wise to ascertain precisely why we do it. You will hazard so desperate a step, while any possibility, any portion of the ills to fly to, are greater than all the real ones to fly from. You will risk the commission so fearful a mistake. All profess to be content with the union. If all constitutional rights can be maintained, it's true, then all the rights plainly written in the Constitution have been denied? I think not. Happy the human mind is so constructed that party can reach to all audacity to do this. Think, if you can, of a single instance when the plainly written provision of the Constitution has ever been denied. If, by the mere force of a number, the majority should derive the minor majority of clearly written constitutional right, is a moral point of view, justify revolution, certainly would, if such a right would be a vital one, but not in our case. All the vital rights of the minorities and other individuals are so plainly assured to them, by affirmations and negotiations guarantee the prohibition by the Constitution, the controversies never arise concerning them. But no organic law can ever be framed in provisions specifically applicable to every question which may occur in practical administration. Not foresight can anticipate, nor the document of any reasonable length contain express provisions of all possible questions. Shall fugitives from labor be surrendered by national or state authority? Does the Constitution not expressly say? May Congress prohibit slavery in territories? The Constitution does not expressly say. Must Congress protect slavery in all the territories? The Constitution does not expressly say. From questions of this class spring all the constitutional controversies, and we divide upon them into majorities and minorities, and the minorities will not acquiesce. The majority must, or the government must cease. If there's no other alternative for continuing the government, acquiesce to one side or the other. If the minority in such a case will succeed rather than acquiesce, they make a precedent which in turn will divide and ruin them. For the minority of their own will secede from then whatever the majority refuses to be controlled by such a minority. For example, why may not any portion of a new confederacy, a year or two hence, arbitrarily secede again, precisely as a portion of the present union now claims to secede from it? All who cherish this union sentiment are now being educated to the exact temper of doing this. Is there such a perfect identity of interest among the states to compose a new union and to produce harmony only to prevent a renewed secession? Plainly, the central idea of secession is the essence of anarchy. The majority, held in restraint, shall be constitutional checks and limitations, and always changing easily with deliberately changes of popular opinion, sentiments, and only true sovereign of free people. Whoever rejects it, whoever does it necessary to fly in anarchy into its deposition. Unanimously and impossible, the rule of majority is a permanent arrangement, is wholly inadmissible. So that, rejecting the majority principle, anarchy and deposition, may some form of that be left. I do not forget the position assumed by some that constitutional questions are to be decided by the Supreme Court, nor do I deny that such decisions may be binding in any case upon the parties of the suit. As the object of that suit, while there will also be entities of very high respect and consideration in the parallel cases by other departments of the government, and while it obviously possible that such decisions and erroneous may be given in such case, still the evil effect follows it, being limited to the particular case and the cases of the other rules, and never become precedent from another cases, can better be borne that the evils of the different practice, and at the same time the candid citizens must confess that if the policy of the government upon the vital questions affecting the whole people is irrevocable, fixed by decisions of the Supreme Court, the instant they are made, the ordinary litigation between parties and personal actions and people will have ceased in their own rulings, having to the extent practically resigned their government into the hands of the eminent tribunal. Nor is there in this view an assault upon the court or the judges. It is the duty from which they may not shrink to decide cases properly brought before them, and there be no fault in theirs, and all the seek to turn the decisions of political purpose. One section of our country believes that slavery is right. We ought to be extended, while the other believes that it's wrong. We ought not be extended. This is the only substantial dispute. The fugitive slave caused the Constitution and the law of the suppression of the fugitive slave trade, each of which is well enforced. Perhaps any law can be in the community where the moral sense of the people imperfectly supports the law itself. The great body of the people abide by the dry legal obligation in both cases, and such few break over each. This, I think, cannot be perfectly cured, and it would be worse in both cases after the separation for all the sections than before. The foreign slave trade, now imperfectly suppressed, would be ultimately revived without restriction in one section, while the fugitive slave, now only particularly surrendered, would not be surrendered at all by the other. Physically speaking, we cannot separate, we cannot remove our respective sections from each other, nor build the impassable wall between them. A husband and wife may be divorced and go out of the presence, out of their presence and beyond reach to the other, but the different parts of the country cannot do this. They cannot but remain face to face after end intercourse, and either amicable or hostile must continue between them. It is possible then to make the intercourse more advantageous and or more satisfactory after separation than before. Can aliens make treaties easier than friends make the laws? Can treaties be more faithfully enforced between aliens than laws among friends? Suppose you go to war. You cannot fight always, and when after much loss on both sides and no gain either, you cease fighting in identical old questions, the old terms of intercourse are again upon you. This country and its institution belongs to the people who inhabit it. Wherever they shall grow weary in existing government and exercise their constitutional right of amending it, or the revolutionary rights to dismember and overthrow it and cannot ignore it, and the fact that it may be worth the patriotic citizens be desirous of having the national constitution amended. But I made no recommendation of amendment. I fully recognize the rightful authority of the people over the whole subject to be exercised in either of the modes prescribed in the instrument itself. They should, under existing circumstances, favor rather than oppose the fair opportunity of being afforded by the people to act upon it. I will venture to add that this is my convention to a mode seems preferable, and it allows the amendment to originate with the people themselves, fulfilling only permitting to them to take the rejection proposal, originated by others not especially chosen for that purpose, and they might only be precisely such as they would wish to accept rather than refuse. I understand the purpose of the amendments to the Constitution with amendment, however, I have not seen have passed Congress, and the effect of federal government shall never interfere with the domestic institution of so the states, including that person, held the service to avoid misconstruction of what I have said. I depart from my purpose not to speak of particular amendments so far as to say that holding such provision to now be implied a constitutional law, I have no objection that it being made express and irrevocable. The chief magistrate derives such authority from the people. They have to confer upon him to fix terms for separate states. The people themselves can be so if they choose, and if the execution of such has nothing to do with it. His duty to administrate the present government is at Cambridge's hands to transmit it unimpaired by him to his successor. Why should there be patient confidence in the ultimate justice of the people? Is there any better or equal hope in the world? In our present differences, and either party without faith being held in the right? If the almighty ruler of nations and his eternal truth and justice shall be on the side of the north or yours in the south, that truth and the justice will surely prevail by the judgment of this great tribunal, the American people. By the frame of the government under which we live, the same people who have wisely given their public servants the little power for mischief, and have equal wisdom provided in for them in return of little in their hands in a very short interval. While the people retain their virtue and vigilance, no administration of the extreme wickedness of the folly can be very seriously endure the the government in the short space of 4 years. My countrymen, one of you think calmly and well upon this whole subject. Nothing valuable can be lost by taking time. There can be no object to hurry any of them. A hot haste to step in which you would never take deliberately, and a object to frustrate the taking time. But no good object can be frustrated by in such the time the dissatisfied still have the old constitution impaired and sensitive point, the laws of your own frame under it, while the new administration shall have no immediate power, and in satisfied and hold right beside a dispute. Then no good single reason for to precipitate action, intelligence, patriotism, Christianity, and a firm reliance on him who has never yet forsaken this far-favored land and still competent to adjust the way, best way of our present difficulty. In your hands made this satisfied fellow countrymen is not mine, not my country, in the momentous issue of this civil war. The government will not assail you. You can have no conflict without being yourselves the aggressors. You have no oath registered in heaven to destroy the government, while I shall in no solemn word to preserve, to protect, and defend it. I am loath to close. We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies, though passion may have strained. It may not break our bonds of affection, but mystic cords of memory, stretching from every battlefield, a patriot grave in every living heart, a hearthstone over all the broad land, and will yet swell the chorus of the Union when again touched, as surely as they will be, by better angels of our nature.
Wow. That was the whole inaugural speech of President Lincoln. Want me to recite all of that, Ion?
Your question, darling.
Ion, are you clearing the way? Are the Trumps and management, their advisors listening, being reminded of Lincoln's speech, his address? Are you helping them see clearly?
Well, you used to give the State of the Un-Ion, didn't you, Bob?
Yep, State of the Union of the Stated, was it? The Union
yeah,
of the State
got
of Address.
You got this year. This year's going to be a big old big one. You better start to work on it. Get out of that LaRouche quadrant one forever.
I think I'll emphasize the Thompson quadrant. See if the world would tip over again. just looking. Just saying.
Just for shits and giggles. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah.
How about?
Yeah, let's fuck up everybody's Christmas.
Oh, yeah, future. Fuck up some comments, Bob.
Okay, do you have a next point, Liza? Sorry that Ion interrupted your session.
Yeah, that was one. No, that was good. That was good.
That was really good, yeah. That was really good.
Yeah, Liza feels honored that her section was chosen by Ion to provide the podium.
Only Bob would say that.
Yeah, only I would say that.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Is there anything significant you want us to take from that speech?
The battles then are the same battle as now. Same battle.
Got that, Bert?
At every level.
Black Hawk is before war. It's the same fucking
battle. Well, it's not
battle,
even. It's not. He didn't say anything about black. He said with bond and free. Bond and free.
Well, I read between the lines.
No.
I listened between the lines.
It's bond and free.
That speech was sputtered by George Soros. Ion's been drafted to start leading riots in Berkeley and Oakland and Dallas.
You better leave Dallas out of it, Bob. You got in trouble the last time you did that. The grassy knoll.
Was that Bert mumbling? Was that Bert mumbling in the muffled? Where is Bert? Yeah, here he is. Is that you, Bert, right there? No, I guess that's not Bert. Bert may have left. Oh, no, here's the other one. Is that you, Bert? Speak, Bert. No, Bert. Bert's gone. Okay, go ahead, Liza.
Ion, a while back, we got to hear this bouncing metal ball. I think you were in the factory, and you let us hear it. Can you give us an update on that and how is that coming along, or do you think you can tell us a little bit more on that? Like what is that?
Well, we sent some pictures and posted them on the blog there in Colorado Springs, but Bob like had a gizgasm and showed him out the back door how to get in there and see the place, and he had a fit and running fit and started throwing shit out the windows. I don't know what the hell that was supposed to be, but he kept throwing, just started throwing stuff out the window. So we blocked it right quick, but a few people got the pictures, and so if one got the pictures, we're sure Whoopi Goldberg will have it on The View Monday morning. Don't worry, it'll probably be there. You might want to watch that. It should be vamping about it. Joy Behar's going to have her vagina hermetically sealed so nobody else can get to it. We think that's a good idea. She needs to go ahead and do that.
Well,
and
what is the topic?
How they're going and how the world is and how to get it in the secret chamber and how the mountain is affected in the whole process and how the democracy is set and falling into a good place and how you're controlling everything and what you thought when you closed Chase Bank with Jimmy Dimon when he went to work for the government. You know, Bob, just the everyday come stuff.
What's the topic, Eliza?
Penis and their friends. Put in their penis and their friends. That's what it's about.
A while ago, we heard JW or Ion bouncing this metal ball, and you said it was a metal ball, and I was just curious to see if how that was coming along, because that is one of the new technologies that you guys were working on.
It's still bouncing.
Did he answer you?
Well, we showed you in Warehouse 13, but y'all didn't even want to watch that, so we canceled it. So JJ's got your forehead, though. He's got some new Jimmy's coming. Y'all going to like it. It'll be all right.
Hey, Eliza, would you go on the chat line? Every few minutes, there's somebody who's insulting me, typing up insults. They're attacking me constantly over there. Would you kindly go in there sometime and put them in their place? Or are you on their side?
No. Tell me who it is.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of them. Every time I look, there's some Bob's the fucking four-year-old. Bob's the pinhead. Bob is this fucking so stupid.
Bob P. sitting down. Yeah, they put that in. It's terrible. He don't want to touch anything with his hands. He don't want to touch anything. You can't blame him. He don't want to touch anything, so that's okay. So he's real clean, though.
Okay. Yeah, so go ahead, Eliza. A couple more points.
While she's making her point, go wash your hands, Bob.
Yeah, I'm done with my questions. That's all for today. Thank you, Ion.
Okay, well, that was not bad.
Not bad. It's the origin of the ion. It's a unilateral success.
Hey, Ion, if you talk about the origins of the ion cell, you could have easily said there was no origins. It always was. Is that a
But they didn't want that. That's a glib cliche, aren't we? We're trying to move out of that. We're trying to up the anthropomorphic ante, so we're trying to raise the bar. We have two new listeners out of the whole wide world, so we want to entertain them for just a moment. Everybody else is going to the beach, or they're scared to death. They'll think the wrong thing, and we'll have a cow right there in front of them, literally a big old calf. But. You know, golden calf, but we could bring Baal back if you wanted to. It wasn't a bad god. Y'all at least would worship him. So just let us know.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let's see who would like to speak next. Here's Bart.
Bart said moo.
Okay.
How many seconds did it take you to find the Lincoln inaugural speech?
I don't do time. It took a moment.
You want to know. How many moments?
Okay. It seemed like only a moment to me, so.
Why didn't you post the whole thing on the Goober Snatcher just by little snippets? Can you not divide by 1,980 caricatures at a time?
Is that how many characters there were?
No, that's how many you can post at one time.
Okay, I didn't, so I refused.
It's like
sort
Bill's
of
speech. It's like Bill's speech when you have to listen for 45 minutes to say your name and raise your hand and sit in line and listen to no worries. You got to have a fast frame. Everybody here knows that. So you need to have a fast frame to pass it So you should have a fast frame to be able to post it all together and divide it up into 1,800 characters. So I could just go pop, 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 and you could work with it. But no, you got to do old school and bring in the granite and the chisels and open up the library and bring out the aquarium.
What's Bill's speech at 45 minutes? What are you talking about?
Thank you for calling Achieve Radio. Blah. And then you go.
Oh, yeah,
then
yeah,
you go.
Yeah.
You want to leave your name. If you want a blowjob, press 2. If you need just a fellatio based experience, press 3. And if you want to say, if you want to raise your hand, if you want to give a hand, if you want a hand job, press 4. If you don't want a hand job, just wait here. You can listen. There's no time limit. There's no time limit. And so it's like you've got an entire era goes through this no time limit because there's no time, so I guess it doesn't matter how long it takes you to actually get in. And then you actually say your name, press the thing, hit the blup, and then you're in to a muted scenario that you can't speak to. So it's like, wow, okay, yeah. Cool.
Right, so you're just noticing you want to get from A to B.
We want an old school expedited hit star, go right to leave your name and number and you're in. Save 45 minutes into your engagement. It'll be great. Might save the server one more time.
So if there are roughly 8,000 characters that were permitted for each post what are you referring to the chat board as? How many characters are in that speech in total?
A lot. Add them up.
Yeah.
How long? Start at the top. 114. Tick. Okay, go. How long? Count them. What you had to do is you had to copy them and paste them and then back up one space and it'll tell you how many there are. Time's up. How much? Did you not count them? You're pretty good at this. Come on. You're the antithesis of this conversation, are you not?
There are 17,339 characters without spaces.
Okay. Divided by 1,800, how many times would you have to post to get it all? Roughly 10 times, right?
17,000 divided by 8, did you say 8,000?
1,800.
Roughly 10 times, yep. So 10 posts.
Wow, you're a good cipher. Okay, are they in yet? Do you have them divided? Are you ready to go? Come on, post it, let's go. Pick clock, come on, you can do it.
All right, I would like to ask my questions if I could.
While you're asking your questions, get to posting. It won't take but a second. You do everything else in moments. So show us your agility.
Okay. Well,
multitasking.
So we're talking about moments. The moments can be stretched out.
And bound into a conciseness. Bound to a conciseness. Meaning you can take a whole lot of stuff and mash it into one season. You know why the Christmas season goes so fast? Because there's a whole bunch of shit happening at the same time. All the parties,
yes,
all the
okay.
celebrations, all the stuff. But the more stuff you have, it's compressed in, makes each of those have less value. 4th of July is a big thing, because it's the only thing happening on the 4th of July. Firecrackers, that's it. Parade, that's it. Builds up to that one day. Bam, you're done. Okay. Where the holidays bring into Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and Krima, Merry fucking Krima. And oh, by the way, Hanukkah is Christmas Day to New Year's Day. Hey, crazy night. It's going to be a blowout. It's all good. So it's great because now you get your Hanukkah gifts half off after the Krima sale. It's good.
All right, so there is a compression happening.
Okay. It's a cock smoker, cock sucking, suck cocker, cock smoker. Making sucker, cucker sock, coker smoker. Wow. Don't let us down, Bart. Call Ion a cocksucker. Come on, okay. Go ahead. You can call us a cocksucker
well,
now.
Yeah, I'm going to keep going. I'll see if this is relevant to our conversation.
As long as it ends with you calling us a cocksucker, that's what whatever his name was. He's talking about Louis Cipher. Yeah.
Louis C.K., Louis Cipher.
C.K. Apollogon is Lucifer, the devil. Look, Ma, Kathy Bates said, look, Ma, it's the devil.
Well, he does seem sort of bored and disinterested with the situation.
Who?
C.F. Apollyon.
He seems bored?
He pretends to be bored and disinterested, so yeah. Maybe that's a... Okay, so is there actually sort of... a pressure or a compression that's occurring in a larger sense with events that are unfolding, Ion.
We appreciate all that. Okay, yeah, that's all great. That's wonderful. You've been doing all this asking of these questions, but you're not in the first post. Where's at least the first section of the speech?
All right.
Quid pro quo, Clarice.
Was Abraham Lincoln speaking through
you at
all?
Oh, that's better. See, now he's coming on. You didn't. Did you get it all? Did you make a little space? Okay. Now say it again now. Quid pro quo. You got it. That's the first one. What's your question?
Was Abraham Lincoln speaking through you?
Right now. Yeah, he was. That's one and one. Now give the second one. Good. Now see, didn't wait. There's not a line from that. Wait a minute. Get it right now. That. Let's see. When I declare that I have no purpose directly or indirectly to interfere with the institution. Okay, that's quid pro quo two. What's your second one?
I just threw in an extra one there.
I see. Go ahead and answer your question now. You don't ask, we can't answer. That's the quid part of it.
Has Ion been updating the King James Bible? Or have I been doing that?
No, we've been doing it, and that's the reason we stay with that one, so you can compare it. We take the oldest of the right new. That was Mary's boy, James, remember? And so we took that particular one because of the connection. If you've been watching Crown, we laid that out empirically
yes.
In Crown. If you watch that slippage, well, what's your name? Well, that's easy. My name is Elizabeth. Do you see? My name is Elizabeth. Very clear.
Ion's quoting directly from the movie, the TV show, The Crown. That's what Elizabeth did when they asked her, what's her name? Now, what name is she going to take on as a queen? So Ion said the exact response of the character playing.
Well, and that's what the first Elizabeth, the real Elizabeth, did as well. And that's why the Queen Mum is so important, even in Crown. Now, they're not doing a good job with her in Crown, but she's going to pick up in a minute. It's going to get better in a minute.
At her direction?
Well, we're trying to keep her on stage because she's not doing as well. She's too busy popping pills and sipping tea and drinking whiskey to keep in her lines straight. But she serves a bigger role that's not been played up correctly.
Are you talking about the living Queen Elizabeth or the role and how it's presented?
We're talking about the Queen Mother and the role of the Queen Mother. You know how important the Queen Mother is. Crown does not have the Queen Mum as anything but a bumbling fool. She's much more connected than that.
Yeah,
we're
and you're
saying
gonna,
that's
going to be
that's
changed?
That's going to better. We're going to make that better.
Yeah. Okay.
But we can't give away the store either. We got to keep it balanced.
Hey, Bert, did you ask Ion if he updated the Bible?
Yes.
Did you ask that statement?
King James.
Okay, now he's also... Yeah, and he's going to update the TV, the Crown series, too.
So, Ion, you have added Queen Elizabeth's name to the King James Bible. Is that correct?
We have. It makes it from the Elizabethan era.
What I've also seen from the updates to the Bible are they now indicate that the disciples were pulling ears of corn? Mark 2:23 now mentions corn instead of grains and wheat. Is that one of the changes that you've
Yes, it is.
Made?
Good.
Okay.
Very good.
So that's
very good.
In addition to that, let's see.
That's pretty hot. That's pretty hot for the council in Nicaea in 25 making it a closed canon. That's pretty good, isn't it? You like that? We did. We think that's pretty good. We just
undid
a closed canon.
This is the comment that was made. Corn wasn't discovered until the Americas for 1,000 years after the Bible was written. So this is, we know there's no time, but this is creating modern references. This is adding modern references to the King James Bible. Another
Jean
passage
raising her hand, but she don't want to talk.
Jean didn't want to talk.
She's too busy to talk to you, Bob. She's listening to the tip. But she had time to tell you that she was too busy to talk to you because she listened to the sip. So she wasn't that busy. It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, another one of the changes was Matthew.
She loves you, though, Bob.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
The goober snatch, yeah, she put that. So Matthew 9:17 used to say that they would it would advise not to put wine into old skins.
new wine into old skins. Do you know why?
Right.
Yeah,
and that's
right,
now been...
Do you know why? Do you know why?
No.
Because
no,
the tannins in the old skin would break. The new wine would have tannins that are already replete in the old skins, and it would break. But now you're saying that has changed. So go ahead with the change.
What's the Matthew verse chapter, Bert?
Matthew 9:17. In fact, I'll read it here.
He's so good. That's pretty good.
Well, King James is right up our alley.
Hey. That's what I'm talking about. We tear it up on a weeknight.
So the updated passage is, neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine.
It's not bottles, it's skin. But see, y'all have RNA drops. They're not in skins. They're in bottles. So we thought we'd make it more proactive. It'll effervesce all over the place.
I am experiencing effervescence in all manners.
Well, if you want to, you can get one of those 3-ounce plastic bottles, and you can open your RNA drops, pour it into the little flip-top bottle, and it's easy to count drops and make it work. And you can also shake it a little bit, and it'll expand, but when you pop it, it doesn't blow everywhere. Just a little fun thing if you want to do. And you can see that you're shaking up your drops because they're so thick and effervescent and gooey and chewy and delicious.
Yeah, I was considering dumping it in some of the smaller bottles, so I'll do that. I was using a dropper to stir it.
No, just get a 3-ounce bottle and the whole thing will fit in. And you may have to pour a little bit of the liquid back to get the bottom of it, so then you can shake it. But you gotta get every little drop.
Yeah, the good stuff's at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. But it's all the way through it. And in your restructure, the chunky stuff, they're going to spin that down to make that even smaller. But we would have, but it would have fucked y'all up right now. But right now, the chunky stuff is what you want.
You mean as far as how it dissolves? It takes a little more stirring in almond milk than it does with water. So you're saying it'll dissolve easier in the new version?
Say it again.
Are you saying that the newer restructure that's coming will dissolve easier in, say, almond milk?
Well, no, it all dissolves super, super easy. That's not ever the question. It's the residue, the thick part at the end. It's like sand in your mouth.
Okay.
Smaller. But that's very, very important to get that. Just put a little more water at the end to rinse it back, to drink it down.
That's exactly what I've been doing, yep.
Yeah, that's what you have to do, but we're going to spin it down smaller. We would have started off spinning it down smaller, but little men would have died on it. And they get so pissy when you start killing the little bastards, who really should go ahead and die anyway, because they should. It doesn't matter to us anyway, but neither here nor there. We're going to keep up with the appearances of trying to help as many of those ridiculous little inappropriate in every way the snots that are trying to fit their great big old feet in them peak-toed slingback doomy like a dog pumps that'll never fit. And if they ever fit, they'll never be able to walk in them. So it really is it's like a fool's errand. Don't you agree?
I agree.